What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So as promised, we're talking a little bit about Super Bowl Media Day, and conspiracy has arrived to Goodell's doorstep, the head of officiating, Travis Kelce. And we just had a guy call in, caller Jason, I believe. And he almost seemed like he felt bad, like he was giving himself a pep talk, like, come on, man, you're better than this. And I'm like, Jason, you don't have to be better than this, because I'm just as bad as you. Let me offer you something. Oh. While Kenny and Rico were bickering, let me tell you something I've pondered. That while the NFL, I agree with Rico, is not going to shape the Super Bowl, their credibility is at a crossroads. What if there was a way they could have their cake and eat it too? I want you to think about, we're all watching the game Sunday. And as we approach halftime, it's an hour long. Who's got the most powerful PR team on the planet, if not the NFL? Taylor Swift. What would happen if a rumor leaked out, a well-placed rumor of an engagement post-game? Socials would explode. In fact, you'd have servers crashing. You'd have people who don't know what a football looks like the State Farm commercial where he has the bundle his life football. Mm-hmm. People would be tuning into the, oh my God, she might get engaged. All of a sudden, you have built the biggest television audience in the history of television audiences waiting. They'll put her on the screen twice as much. Taylor's people win. The NFL wins. Sponsors win. Then nothing happens because it doesn't have to. It was Taylor in the NFL doing a dance with the devil. Think about what a rumor. Let's say they bring out fire hydrant Jay Glazer and he's like, people are telling me Taylor might get engaged. Dude, what number are they doing? So caller Jay, you think you're bad? This is the stuff I think about. Think about what a rumor of a Taylor Swift post-game engagement if the Chiefs win would draw to the second half of that game. And nobody would get hurt. Well, how come it didn't happen? I didn't say it was going to happen. I can't control rumors. We're deeply in love. But what if it did happen? You are talking about the largest TV audience in the history of sports. Period. So caller Jason, if you're still with us, I want to let you know. I stand with you. You don't have to feel bad. Because look at what this is what I've devolved into. Kenny is staring at me now. What? Did I say something wrong?
No, I just think that's a great idea to happen. That combined with them shorting the Eagles a couple of yards,
Bam, we got ourselves an engagement.
No, but then you have WWE and Goodell has to saunter down to the field like
Vince
McMahon.
I think we're already there right now.
I'm laughing because I think back to you won't get this. They will, and some listeners. That the Marvel end credits, Spider-Man, when we all sat around waiting and it was Captain America saying, well, patience, sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. And that was it. And like, wait, I sat in here for an extra 15 minutes. And that's it?
You know what I think the best thing we can all hope for is a blowout. That way nobody can accuse anybody of anything. It can be a boring blowout Super Bowl game and nobody
and
can accuse anybody of anything.
And the league could still get. Think about this. The league draws record viewers. They over-deliver for their sponsors. Next year's rate goes up.
Yeah.
And it's just on a rumor. All the NFL would have to do is get a Schefter tweet, a Glazer tweet.
You don't even have to do that, Mike. You simply would have to put up somebody credible, and it's just a shot of a wedding ring.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
That's it.
I'm not arguing.
That's it. Nobody said a word. Nobody said anything. It was just a photo that went out.
See, there here's the thing. Here's
there
the
it
thing.
Is.
Here's the thing. I don't want to believe this. I don't want to go with this.
They not like us.
But these numbers are telling me something's up. The post-game ad price was $2 million last year. It is $4 million.
Engagement.
For post-game commercial.
Confetti engagement.
Because people thought the same last year, and they stuck around.
It was too soon. They weren't ready.
Fireworks theme song, WWE. We've arrived there. I've fully bought into that. And I really hope it's a blowout.
Last year, people stuck around thinking this was going to happen, and it didn't. But I think
their love wasn't mature yet,
Here's the thing. No, I think it's a little bit of both. It's $4 million, David, because people are banking on the Chiefs winning, and she's going to be down on the field. And you may not get the wedding, but you'll get the hug, the kiss, the embrace.
But just think about the rumored engagement as the NFL's final massage of the season. That while the game will not be impacted, because I'm with you, I think they're going to play this straight up, especially after our media day went. Don't tell me there haven't been meetings this week. I refuse to believe that. David, go ahead with ticket text. What, you're disgusted.
I am, because I don't want to believe it, but those numbers tell me
that. Yeah, but tell me I'm wrong, that what the impact of that rumor would do to the broadcast and what it would do to the audience. You would draw in an extra billion people.
Yeah, I don't know. Extra billion.
You'd have people in Guam.
No, you would, because Swifties are everywhere. So, yikes.
You'd have to have somebody who'll be heavily compensated for putting that rumor out, because they would get roasted.
No.
If it didn't. Oh, come on.
No. Listen, not saying it's happening. I'm just telling you the whispers here at the Superdome.
Do you not know how social media works?
No, I haven't been on it in 12 years. That's,
it's like, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. You got it wrong. Oh, they're going to find out your grade school, your teachers, where you live. They're coming after you. How dare you,
David,
make me sit and watch something for free?
That entire theory makes me want to throw up. I hate everything.
Okay, about but it's not like or dislike. It was about caller Jason, and I was making a point that this is what the NFL has degraded itself into, allowing this, and this room of well-reasoned people can't shoot that down. I'm supporting caller Jason, nothing more.
I think it's preposterous that the ref take us for idiots. Most fans are aware of the rules of the game, and you are overshooting them and giving the Chiefs everything that they want. Oh, I would agree with you that it is going to be a spotless refereed game, because with all the money being bet on this football game, I would think there couldn't be any trace of impropriety.
And I have only said it is about getting the Chiefs to the game, not giving them the game. The NFL and the referees, their work is done. They got the Chiefs, Bundle Rooski, Michael Jordan, and Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl. They're good. I'm with Rico in that regard. I don't think you'll see any hanky-panky.
Well, here's what you may see from Jody in Orange Park, Florida. Okay, guys, who's to say the engagement isn't a Super Bowl commercial saying Travis went to Jared?
Oh
no.
The world is your oyster when you're the NFL.
It can even be funnier. He goes up to Jared Goff. No, nope, wrong Jared. I need the other one.
248-539-9797. We'll get some of your phone calls, get some ticket texts as well. 97.1.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.